Life is slowly returning to normal in Inanda, outside of Durban, 3 days after torrential rain and flooding caused widespread damage. This is the first day Hlonipani Phakamani has been able to operate his food business, which he relies on for a daily income.
The floods have really affected us. The people who used to support us could not come and buy because they were not even going to work. Even the little money they had to use elsewhere.
With the water and electricity supplies still cut off, Hlonipani does not have anywhere to keep his stock. City officials are yet to begin clearing and rebuilding some of the roads and bridges which collapsed or were destroyed by mudslides. At her home, Tolakele Msomi is cleaning up. She says as the flood level reached as high as the rooftop, her five children just managed to make it out safely.
I've lost everything. My kids' birth certificates, school books and clothes, my fridge, my television. Nothing's working, as you can see around here, and I've not received any help. I only managed to get blankets from my neighbour.
Resident Notando Zibuyile says some food has been distributed, but people in this ward have not received any, and they have to make use of whatever they can to get by.
Most of my community members are using the stream where the water, we don't even know where it's coming from, so to wash our laundry and also drink from this contaminated water.
While people try to recover, it could be short-lived. More rain is expected in the coming days.
Many people living in informal settlements like this one already struggle to make ends meet. The destruction caused by the flooding has set them back even further, and many say they've not received help from the government. That's despite its promises to assist those affected. Famida Miller, Al Jazeera, Durban, South Africa.